A place to fish, a place to hunt, a place where a city man could rough it a bit. That's what tobacco merchant Pierre Lorillard was looking for in 1802 when he traveled 40 miles north of New York City and bought himself a tract of 7,000 or so acres of wild New York State forest land. On this edition of Word Detective, prepared for you as an educational service of the station in cooperation with the makers of Underwood typewriters, we'll be telling you the story of the way those wild and woody acres affect our vocabulary today. When Pierre Lorillard first took to the woods in 1802, he took to it from a city with a population of only 79,000 people. In 1880, New York City was home for 1.5 million residents, but just 40 miles away, the woods stayed wild. Old Pierre had wanted this land to be a place in which a city man could rough it, and his descendants kept it that way. Then came Pierre Lorillard IV, grandson of the original purchaser of the Orange County wilds. This new generation Lorillard loved hunting as much as his grandfather, but on a more elegant scale. His idea of a bracing outdoor day involved well-bred horses, pink-jacketed riders, and highly polished hunting horns. A good many of New York's wealthy young men shared his point of view. So, along about 1886, young Pierre fenced off 5,000 of the old family acres and turned them into an exclusive private hunt club. Then houses were built, elegant country estates mostly, where a tired huntsman could drop in after a hard day with the hounds and sip imported champagne. The only roughing it aspect of this life was the rather rough competition between club members for the title of best-dressed rider or best-dressed after-the-ride party guest. Pierre IV did rather well in these competitions and on one occasion set a style that spread all over the world. And thus it is that old Pierre Lorillard's favourite spot for roughing it has become identified with a rather elegant item of male attire. I suspect you know by this time the item of attire I'm speaking of. I'll type the word for you now on my Underwood typewriter. It was tuxedo. Using the short pink jackets of hare and hound hunters as a model, Pierre Lorillard IV designed for himself a special short dinner jacket for wear at after-the-hunt parties in the country. Since this short dinner jacket, black with silk lapels, was a revolutionary change from the swallowtail coats formerly worn on party occasions, he felt it deserved a special name. What better choice than the Indian name of the family's old hunting preserve, Tuxedo Park? When the fad in short dinner jackets spread to the city and all over the world, Mr. Lorillard's name spread with it. And that's why a 7,000-acre tract of woody land where a city chap wanted to rough it has become the name for a very fashionable item of male apparel. Now, here are the ingredients for tomorrow's edition of Word Detective. A package of chalk. A bit. A word. Don't go away now, I'll be back in a moment.